From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. General John Abizaid, the head of U.S. Central Command, had a very close encounter with the insurgency in Iraq today. An Iraqi civil defense installation in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, came under rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire when General Abizaid was visiting. NPR's Eric Westervelt is traveling with the general, and he joins us now. Eric, you were there when this happened. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yeah, General Abizaid's convoy of about 12 armored Humvees arrived at this post of the new Iraqi Civil Defense Corps. It's just been opened about 3 weeks ago. In Fallujah, the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps has been sort of late in getting started, but they finally felt they got it off the ground. General Abizaid's been visiting troops in the Middle East, and he wanted to pay a visit to this new Iraqi Civil Defense Corps building. And about 2 minutes, Melissa, after he arrived, he was greeting the new head of this corps, downtown Fallujah, a residential area. It was broad daylight. And about 2 minutes after arriving, insurgents opened fire with rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire, probably three or four of these RPGs or rocket-propelled grenades. Then a unit of the 82nd Airborne, which was defending General Abizaid and escorting him, they returned fire with their rifles and machine guns that were mounted on their Humvees, and about a 7-minute firefight ensued. They said it was their first daytime sustained firefight in weeks, Melissa. No U.S. soldiers were injured. One Iraqi security official was injured. It's not clear what happened to the insurgents. It looks like at least two of them got away, and two slipped into a nearby mosque. And then something interesting happened. The 82nd Airborne soldiers worked for over an hour to try to get members of this new Iraqi Civil Defense Corps to go into this mosque to get these alleged fighters.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. sees these Corps fighters as key to controlling the insurgency and helping stabilize all of Iraq, but they really had to prod and cajole these new forces to actually go into the mosque and go after them. They finally did, and they went in and captured two suspected fighters. They were unarmed, however, and it's not clear if they were involved in today's attack directly or were spotters for anyone firing RPGs or what.
And what did General Abizaid have to say about this?
Well, he was pretty unfazed. He was calm. He was actually talking in Arabic. He's a fluent Arabic speaker to this new chief of the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps. And this new chief had been telling him, as General Abizaid tells this story, because I wasn't standing right next to him, as he tells it, he had just said to him, this new chief, you know, Fallujah may be one of the most dangerous places still in Iraq. And a few seconds later, the first RPG hit nearby, and then this firefight ensued. But John Abizaid's obviously been in combat before. He was pretty unfazed by it. One soldier said to me with a smile on his face, if you see General Abizaid reaching for his sidearm 9mm, you know we're in trouble, but so far, so good.
This follows two deadly suicide attacks that targeted U.S.-trained Iraqi security forces. What are you hearing from U.S. commanders about this? Do they see this as the start of a new trend, for example?
Well, they're worried that it may be a trend of these spectacular big attacks, Melissa, against Iraqi police, civil defense, and army forces. I mean, insurgents have attacked those cooperating with the U.S. Army and the Coalition Provisional Authority really since the insurgency began. But these big car bombings, taking out, you know, recruiting stations, they're worried that this not just will dispirit those who've already joined, but will stop those who want to join, will affect recruiting, will affect retention, will affect, people showing up for their jobs or not. They say so far they haven't seen any drop-off in attendance, but it's early yet, and they're worried that over the next few weeks there could be some kind of drop-off.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westervelt speaking with us from Qatar.